This is ISIS Radio.
Welcome to ISIS Radio, supported by Air Products, delivering cost-effective materials to the global electronics industry. Visit us at airproducts.com/connect.
Hi there, and welcome to ISIS Radio's Chemical News Central for the week commencing Monday, the 5th of November, 2007. I'm Simon Robinson.
And I'm Nigel Davis. We're bringing you a selection of the news published across the ISIS group for the past week. You can pick us up in all the usual places on www.isis.com under the ISIS Radio and ISIS TV section, on iTunes and on Podomatic. And on the latter two sites, you can download the RSS feed.
That's right. And we've got a packed programme this week. We've got Seleucia crawling out of Chapter 11. We've got Indian Oil and Reliance looking at doing big plans in India, and a range of other stories. So, Nigel, what do you know about Seleucia?
Well, Simon, it's been in Chapter 11, as everyone knows, for quite some time now. Mm. But it's received a fully underwritten commitment for $2 billion, that's 1.4 billion euros, mm-hmm. of exit financing, which is likely to help it emerge finally from bankruptcy.
Pay off a couple of creditors?
Pay a few creditors off, of course. And the company says it also plans to raise $250 million in new equity.
That's pretty bullish.
So it looks as though things are beginning to happen there. Turning to other news this week, two big, potentially three big, paraxylene projects in India. Indian Oil Corporation is looking to build two PX plants at its refinery, or build PX plants at its refineries in Gujarat and West Bengal.
I think it's going to cost, was it $1.25 billion?
Yeah, it's a fairly hefty sum. The company says it's already applied for environmental approval for the setting up of a PX line in Gujarat, along with the expansion of its refinery.
Sure.
And of course, you know, the demand for polyester.
Absolutely.
For PTA and xylenes in India is growing very, very strongly.
That's one of the big clothing capitals of the world, isn't
it? Yeah, and it's not surprising really that India's Reliance Industries is planning to build a world-scale PTA plant and polyester plants downstream of its proposed PX project in Yamunanagar in India.
That's right. I think they're looking at, was it 700,000 to a million tonnes a year of capacity?
That's right. It's going to be a huge, huge plant. And the polyester plant would have a capacity of 700,000 tonnes a year. So we're seeing a lot of filling in there of those product chains in India. Both of the Reliance plants are likely to be on stream by 2010, sources within the company have said.
Oh, there's no time frame at all for the IOC
one? The IOC one, no. Yeah, with the Indian market for chemicals of all sorts, and for polyester plants particularly, growing very, very strongly. You know, obviously those companies taking full advantage of the opportunities there.
That's right. It'd be interesting to see how long simply domestic demand would take to eat up the capacity for those, wouldn't it?
Yeah. It's happening in Singapore. Shell has, but it said it's well on track with its petrochemical project. This is the big new cracker there, and it's the company's largest single investment in Asia.
That's right. It's due for a 2009-2010 startup, and Peter Eigsberg says that he's the complex general manager, that they've awarded most of the contract.
You know, that project, remember, sort of ExxonMobil have got a project in Singapore too, both designed to feed the sort of hugely fast-growing markets in China and in wider Asia. Exxon particularly is obviously trying to get up to speed with its Olefins joint venture complex project in China.
Right.
But the Singapore projects are obviously easier to do, quicker to get up to speed, and can serve as a fantastic hub to feed those markets in China.
Sure. And this feeds quite nicely into some of the things we've been covering in the ISIS Chemical Shipping News podcast, looking at the ability of being able to shift chemicals back out of the Middle East into places like China, and in the trade around from China and the Far East into Europe, and the way that's affecting.
That's right. I think when we look next week in more detail, perhaps at some of the third quarter results, you know, we'll see that the companies are growing strongly, or demand is still growing very strongly in Asia, in China, and also we shouldn't forget in places like Latin America,
absolutely,
and also to some extent in wider Europe. You know, if you look at Europe, including Central and Eastern Europe, the US not growing quite so strongly. For obvious reasons to do with the subprime mortgage crisis and the impact there on the construction market, and also the downturn in the automobile business. But really, you know, for all companies really in chemicals now, it's getting into China.
Yeah, that's
getting into these fast growing markets and keeping them supplied.
Yes,
and you know, keeping your market share, as it were.
It's increasingly looking at like people shoveling coal into a furnace, isn't it?
That's right. And an interesting aside here, just sort of perhaps to round up, but almost the other way around, China's third quarter exports of PVC, polyvinyl chloride, to the Middle East rose by 270%.
That's about 2.7 times, isn't it?
Year on year in the third quarter.
Wow.
And that's quite amazing, but the trend is expected to continue as Middle East demand increases. And of course, remember, in the Middle East, you haven't really got the vinyls capacity. You haven't got the salt, you haven't got the...
There's not a lot of chlorine there, really.
There's not a lot of chlorine there. And the trend is expected to continue as regional demand increase and regional availability becomes restricted. We're not talking about a fantastic amount, close to 35,000 tonnes of PVC during the quarter, but still a huge increase. And it's just showing you the way the world is changing.
You have been listening to ISIS Radio, sponsored by Air Products, supporting a new way of thinking and learning about our industry. Visit us at airproducts.com/connect.
The contents of this recording are copyright, read business information, and all rights are reserved. We hope you enjoyed listening, and please listen again. Contact me by email at simon.robinson@isis.com.
This is ISIS Radio.